Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Without any further ado, we are a quarter of a way through the NFL season, as are the Patriots. Ish. So let's go ahead and get to some awards. All right, our quarter of the year awards. We'll begin. Should
I
we
feel
start?
Like I'm soaring through the clouds.
This does sort of. It's very inspirational music.
Am I Superman? I'm like,
this might be the Oscars, or the, I'm not sure which award show.
Yeah, right. This is when you. This is when
this
you give the nominees.
This isn't flying. This is falling with style.
The nominees are.
That was good. That
for
was
best original score, John Williams. The other guy.
And the other guy.
The electronic band or whatever. Whoever put the score together.
Okay. Anyways, we do have. We do have some awards that we want to give out.
Okay, let's go.
Let's save the big one for last and start with something fun like Offensive Player of the Year. Who in the NFL, Andy, has been the Offensive Player of the Year through four games?
So I have, because we're doing Patriots and NFL.
Well, let's do NFL first, okay. And then we'll do Patriots, yeah.
So my answer is going to be the same for both.
No way, really?
In a way.
I think we did the exact same thing.
So my NFL Offensive Player of the Year is Derrick Henry,
and your Patriot is Hunter Henry. That's exactly what I did.
Did we just become
that's
best
exactly
friends?
That's exactly what I did.
You yelled at me earlier.
Henry and Henry. I have them
but
both
I,
right
I have
there.
It right here. Henry and Henry.
copying off my sheet.
I think we just became best friends.
I think we may have.
And yes, I put my testicles on your drum set.
I knew someone did. All right, well, go ahead. Explain your reasoning, then I'll explain mine for the exact same two picks that we made, which is kind of amazing.
So Derrick Henry got off to a little bit of a slow start, mm-hmm. but since then he's been what I expected him to be, which is a perfect fit for Lamar. I think I told you this when we started, that mesh point of like, is he giving it to Derrick Henry or could Lamar Jackson run here? If you're a linebacker or a defensive end, an outside linebacker, that is hell. That is literally hell. And Derrick Henry obviously had buck 99 the other day.
Yeah.
Looked really good. And I saw he's perfect. He's not done yet. He's a modern marvel. And then Hunter Henry, in a way I thought about Stevenson because I think then you bring in the fumbles and you like, you can't give it to Stevenson. He's about to be benched. And Hunter Henry, Offensive Player of the Year, had that one big game. But I also give him credit for the pass defense on the offensive side of the ball in Cincinnati that prevented a turnover and really helped you win that football game on opening day. So Hunter Henry's your Player of the Year.
Yeah, Hunter Henry is not a lot of options to choose from, as you sort of pointed out there.
No,
you don't really
else?
Have a whole lot of guys other than Ramondre Stevenson, who I think we all expected we'd be giving this award to, but he cannot hold on to the ball. Hunter Henry's had one good game and one good play, and that's enough to get you Offensive Player of the Year on the New England Patriots.
Pretty much.
All right, let's get to Defensive Player of the Year. I'll start with this one. My Defensive Player of the Year is a former Patriot. Do we have the same one here?
Nope.
Kyle Van Noy is my defensive player of the year.
Okay.
With his relentless pass rush, and I think he's banged up. So this may be, you know, the last time you give him an award for anything here. I don't know if he's going to be playing this week, but I felt like why not give the guy some credit, give him some due. Kyle Van Noy has been flying around out there on that defense, and I think that for Baltimore, I mean, listen, they have a good roster. They have the type of roster that the Patriots should envy and try and get a lot of those type of players. But Kyle Van Noy is a player that you had, a player I thought was washed up. He has been tremendous. He got 6 sacks this year and has been a real leader on a Baltimore defense that has fallen off a bit, but not because of him.
So, and he's no longer complaining about the eye care he got at, where is that, Arrowhead Stadium when they were late to get the eye doctor down to him?
Something like
that,
yeah.
Took 10 minutes for the guy to get down. I should have it in 5.
Spoiled brat. Anyway, Aiden Hutchinson of the Detroit Lions.
The only guy with more sacks than Van Noy.
Leads the NFL in sacks. He's leader of a defense. That's a key part of their culture, their team. He is the classic high motor, high talent combo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's one of the keys as to why the Lions will have a chance to be a Super Bowl contender.
All right. Who is your Patriots defensive player of the year?
I find this one very difficult. There's a couple guys to choose from. I'm not going to let a couple missed plays sour me on a guy halfway through the year. I mean, halfway through the first quarter of the season was no questions asked the answer. I'm still going to go with Keon White. I'm not going to allow the lost edge in the pass rush last couple weeks. Selfish accusations from some people. Mm-hmm. I'm still going Keon White.
Yeah, I have Keon White penciled in here, too. I was also thinking Peppers, maybe, but I don't love
Gonzo.
The safety play so far. Gonzalez is another one. I think that his numbers, as much as these PFF numbers for him are BS, I think the numbers on the other side, everybody's trying to overcompensate. Well, look at all he's been up against and who he's been matched up with, and he's only allowed blah, 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 and blah. And it's like, he's been good.
Yeah.
He hasn't been great, and he's definitely not been bad.
Right.
But that's it. I can't have a harder take than that on him. For Keon White, though, I think that he has the most potential to be a difference maker, and I already pegged him as the guy that I thought was going to be MVP of the team. So there you go. All right. Who is the most improved player in the NFL, Andy?
Oh, I didn't. Wait, we're doing most improved. Why don't you do that, and I'll think
all
about
right,
it.
All right. Mine is Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold for the NFL. I don't think there's a lot of other options that I put up there with him. He's leading the league in passer rating. His team is wagging right now with a strong offense. They did have that one bad game. He's got 11 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He has been fantastic in a high-powered offense that he is very capable of running, which I didn't think he would be. So I'm giving it to Sam Darnold.
So I am going to give it to a guy that is a journeyman kicker. He's from a New England Patriots. I think Joey Sly. He just set a franchise record with the second longest kick in NFL history.
Yeah, true.
And he's a guy that was battling with Chad Ryland like a month ago.
So he's your NFL and Patriots most improved player.
Most improved player because, and this is a side note too, the kicking thing is weird to me. I brought this up with Fitzy on the Six Rings podcast.
Mm-hmm.
When did 60-yard field goals become ho-hum? Like, 50-yard field goals you're now supposed to make.
Yeah.
And 60 are like, yeah, let's give it a shot. It used to be you would only do 60 with 3 seconds
only
left.
Only like Janikowski and a couple of guys, Prater, and like a couple of guys could even try them. Yeah.
I don't know if technique has changed. They found like launch angle or something has crept in analytics. If somebody was like, hey, maybe they put helium in the kicking balls. I have no idea what they're doing, but kicking has taken off. And Joey Sly and old friend Nick Folk is in the same boat.
Yes.
When Nick Folk got here in New England, what was that, 4 years ago? Everybody was like, oh, he can only make kicks of like 45 yards.
Yeah.
He now regularly nails 51, 53, 54-yard field goals.
And he's 100% from 30
right.
to 40. Yeah.
And he's 100 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how this all works. Like, if this were a different sport, I think people would accuse all kickers of being on steroids for their legs or something. But, well, maybe they are. I don't know.
Leg steroids?
Just leg steroids.
Stuff they give
well,
horses.
Well, Joey Sly takes it all because he's pretty jacked up top.
True.
Allegedly.
Hit the breaking news sounder there for that one. My most improved player is Joe Cardona because he had a tackle and a forced fumble this year, and I've never seen him do that before.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's go coach of the year. Who is your coach of the year? Actually, I'll start with this one. My coach of the year is Andy Reid. Andy Reid is my coach of the year. I think that you could have given it maybe to O'Connell over there in Minnesota, but I think Andy Reid gets overlooked in terms of these awards. He hasn't won one coach of the year since he was in Philly, and that team's undefeated right now with a smattering of injuries to guys that they are counting on. Nothing so far from Travis Kelce, and that is an easy one for me. Andy Reid, coach of the year.
So I think Andy Reid should be in consideration, and it was for me between Kevin O'Connell, who I really like, and I feel this guy that I'm giving it to, I kind of owe some make goods on.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin. I've been on my Mike Tomlin make good tour, and I mean, he's got two quarterbacks. I think he's working with his backup quarterback in Fields, although I don't really know who the starter, the backup, the competition. I don't think his team is great, and they're 3-1. They got a good defense, but I don't think they're a great team. And so Mike Tomlin, there's a little career achievement part here, but I think he's your coach of the year right now.
All right. My Patriots coach of the year is Jeremy Springer.
Yeah.
That's yours too?
Is there any other option?
Is there any? Yeah, I don't really.
It can't
think
be
of
Mayo.
One.
It can't be Van Pelt. It certainly can't be Covington. I mean, no.
Special teams have been fine.
What's his name? The O-line coach.
No.
So, it has to be Springer. If you're going to have one, it has to be Springer.
Jerry Springer. All right. Let's get to our rookies of the year. Who's your rookie of the year in the NFL?
The rookie of the year for me, isn't it Daniels?
Yep.
I mean, is there any other option? So I'll give you my Patriots rookie of the year. Daniels is easy. Runaway. I mean, he could be like an MVP candidate if he keeps up this
pace.
He
is an MVP candidate right now.
I mean, like,
at the quarter poll, he is, I'd say. Yes.
For me, I'm going to go Laydon Robinson.
Okay.
I don't think he's been great. But you've thrown him out there to the Wolves, and he's not your worst offensive lineman. There's definitely worse offensive linemen out there who aren't rookies. So Laydon Robinson sort of by default. I don't know who else would be my own.
Robinson was second. I did Polk number one because he caught a touchdown pass.
Okay, great.
And there's been like two touchdowns.
Wow. How low is the bar around here?
A baby could crawl over it.
Good Lord.
Jalen Polk, my rookie of the year for your New England Patriots. All right, what's the biggest surprise in the NFL this year?
So I'm going to give you a two-pronged one. It's positive, negative.
Okay.
It's an overachiever and an underachiever. The Vikings are my biggest positive surprise.
Mm-hmm.
That it's Sam Darnold leading them.
Yes.
I don't know if it turns into a pumpkin or if he is just that good and he's the comeback player of the year and Kevin O'Connell's a great coach. And then the flip side of that is, so Kevin O'Connell can take a journeyman Jag and be undefeated. You go to Mike McDaniel, the coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
They have two of the best wide receivers in football, and he can't – A, they weren't that good with Tua. Never mind coming through the rest of this Skylar Thompson debacle. So I'm surprised that the Dolphins are as bad as the Patriots, I guess, and that offense is that bad.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the Bengals are so bad. I did not expect them to come out and struggle this much, even though they are historically a slow-starting team. So that's a surprise to me for the negative. The positive, though, has got to be the Saints. I still am very impressed by the New Orleans Saints and the start that they got off to. Derek Carr and how he's playing, all of that, I think, is noteworthy. And we'll see how the season ends up going for them. But right now, I'm still pretty impressed by the Saints. That took me completely by surprise. All right. The MVP of the NFL through four games is who, Andy Hart?
It has to be the quarterback of the undefeated football team, Patrick Mahomes.
My MVP, too.
I know the numbers aren't that good, but he's winning games. Like, he's doing what he do, and that's win football games, find a way. And that feels like they're on a Brady-like Patriots trend where they're going to play their best football after Thanksgiving, and we'll be talking about that. So, yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
All right, Mahomes is mine as well. Again, like I said before, you're not getting really anything from the wide receiver that you signed. Hollywood Brown's out for the year. Kelsey's not doing anything for you, and they're still 4-0. Who is the Patriots MVP?
I'm going to go with my guy, Joey Sly.
Joey Sly.
He's been unbelievable. I really do, like, he was in a dogfight to win the kicking job with Chad Ryland. Go look at his numbers. He's not a good career kicker. Like, he's a journeyman with, like,
he's not, you're
80% right. make rate, and he has been good. Remember early in the year, too, we thought it was, oh, he's only trying, like, 37-yard field goals or whatever? And, well, now he's hitting 63-yard field goals. So what's your next complaint? He's just a good kicker right now.
Yeah, nothing you can complain about.
And that's about all
him.
They got.
And you can't complain about Bryce Behringer in the punting game either. That's been pretty good, and he's my MVP. And that tells you all you need to know about the state of the New England Patriots through four games here in the 2024-25 season. Our MVPs are the kicker and the punter.
Ouch,
That's the way it is.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.